good morning.
Ja, man ona tots te reta.
Can everyone hear us?
Apa kaman te tolve na relax?
Yes.
Right. Good. So we're going to continue now.
Te tu yan sik sawa.
With our series.
Am ni le fa pianara nam tu ya.
We're trying to show.
Te miyeza ki zai mapseu.
The importance of the cross of Christ.
Ni mazava te veni asfizalin Christi.
The importance of the fact that Jesus had to die.
Ni mazava te berlewe smaitsi nantalfa fatesan Jesus.
So that you and I who believe in Him,
Amzaya isau sianau seminwas,
can be restored to fellowship with God.
Di afaka manana fifanjaisa na Amzaya amnadimant.
So the question we have to answer today.
Ni fantanina tokony valitsika andro azany.
Why did Jesus have to die?
Famanina Jesus tsy maintsy nandalo fahafatesana.
Was there not another way?
So naninona tsisy fomba hafa?
And what is the benefits of the death of Jesus to us?
Arinona ny tombontsoa hoe zavatra azontsika avy amin'ny fahafatesan'i Jesus a ho antsika.
You see, it was the death of Jesus.
Satria fahafatesan'i Jesus.
More than any other single event,
miotra no zavatra rehetra
that really brought salvation to man.
No tena nitondra famonjena ho an'ny olombelona.
The work of the cross,
ny asany hazofijaliana,
is really a magnificent subject.
De tena zava-dehibe mihitsy.
And even as Kim said earlier,
de araka nyresahan'i Kim Mateo,
that is the magnificence of God.
Hoe io tena miresaka ny fahalebiazan'ny voninahitr'Andriamanitra.
How he is able to take ugly things,
hoe izy afaka maka zavatra ratsy,
and turn them into beautiful things,
dia vady ny zavatra tsara.
Amen.
Amen.
How he's able to take something as ugly as a cross,
hoe maka zavatra ratsy izy ratsy be tahaka ny hazofijaliana ohatra,
which was known for its ugliness.
Izay hoe fahafantarana ny hazofijaliana dia marikoriko.
It was a terrible thing.
Zavatos.
And he made it into something.
Nefa namboarina no tonga zavatra.
So magnificent.
Feno voninahitra.
That when we look at it,
rehefa mijery an'ilay izy ianao avy eo,
it reminds us of the power of God.
Dia mampatsiahy antsika ny herin'Andriamanitra.
So there are three things I'm wanting to look at over the next couple of days with Kim.
Dia misy zavatra anakitelo izay hojereko miaraka amin'ny Kim ao anatin'ireto andro vitsivitsy ireto.
Today, this morning, to look at the cross as a legal transaction.
Dia andro amin'ny maraina hijere ny hazofijaliana dia hoe fifanakalozana takalo ara-dalàna.
Also, the cross is a military operation from God's side. And then this beautiful thing of the covenant. That the moment we come into
Christ,
God forms this unbreakable covenant between us and Him.
The Andriamanitra namorona fanekena tsy azo ravana.
This whole aspect of the cross, we call the atonement. So let's start where Kim started. Why is it that people die? How did death come about? You see, God created man perfect.
Satria Andriamanitra naharo ny olona ho tanteraka.
In His own image.
Araka ny endriny.
And He put him in a perfect paradise.
Dia napetrany tao amin'ny hoe paradisa tena tonga lafatra.
We called the Garden of Eden.
Dia io ny antsontsika hoe sary Edena.
And He gave them one rule.
Dia lalàna raha ihany no nomena Andriamanitra azy ireo.
Just one thing.
Raha ihany.
He says, do not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
Aza mihinana avy amin'ny ry azo fahalalana ny tsara sy ny ratsy ry.
For the day that you eat, you will surely die.
Fa ny andro hinananareo avy amin'io dia ho faty tokoa nareo.
Now, if you're anything like me,
dia raha ohatra ianao ohatra anahy, ianao ohatra anahiko a,
the question I have,
dia ny fanontaniana ananako dia izao,
why this rule?
Fa maninona no misy an'io lalàna io?
Why would God put the tree there in the garden?
Fa maninona kory napetrak'Andriamanitra sary Edena ho hazo io a?
And the worst of it,
dia ny ratsy indrindra arany,
why would He put the tree in the middle of the garden?
Maninona no ampivoan'ny sary mihitsy no apetraka ilay hazo?
Because every day they would walk past this tree.
Satria isan'andro zany zareo rehefa mandeha dia mandalo eo amin'io hazo io daholo.
Well, I want to say to you today, here's the reason. To make it clear to every one of us that although we are created in the image of God, we are still subject to God. We are still under the authority of God. We are still dependent upon God.
Amen.
You see, that is when things go wrong in your my life, when we try to live independent of God.
Amen.
When we try to have our own way. When we think God gives us the Bible to spoil our fun.
Amen.
You see, why do we put road signs on the road? Why do we say cars must drive on the left side of the right side of the road? Why? Is it so we cannot have fun? So we cannot enjoy driving on the roads? Why? Because it's good for us. If there's no rules, if everyone just does whatever they want, it'll be chaos. Amen.
Amen.
And the reason the world is as it is today, because man does not like to submit to God. Man doesn't like to listen to God. Amen.
Amen.
So we see mankind perfect. In a perfect world, in a perfect garden, a very nice place like in Sirapea, they weren't happy. Because here the enemy comes and he starts to talk to them and he starts to deceive them. He starts to tell them, do not listen to God's authority. He tries to get them to disobey God. So God tells him, do not do this, because it's not good for you. The moment you do this thing, you will die. What does the devil do? He says, no, do this thing. Don't listen to God. Why listen to God? You can be a God yourself. Why have laws? You can be a lawmaker like God. Not subject to anyone. And we see the fall of man as a consequence. And because of the disobedience of Adam and Eve, they received a just punishment. They received the wage for their sin. The penalty for their disobedience. And what was that penalty? Anyone?
Yes.
God said if you don't do this, you'll die. And we see that man all of a sudden, they realize something is missing. They realize they've lost something. Suddenly they are naked. Amen.
Amen.
And instead of them running to God, They run away from God. They try and cover themselves up. And here God comes walking in the garden. He says, Adam, where are you? Did God not know where Adam was? Was Adam so good that he could hide and God couldn't find him?
No.
No. He wanted to know, Adam, when he says, where are you? But God was saying, where are things between you and me? How is our relationship? Amen.
Amen.
Because that is what sin does, friends. It breaks our relationship with God. It brings separation between us and God. You see, when I'm angry with Tanterika, which is impossible, because he's such a nice guy, what happens? Do I like to then be close to you when I'm angry to you? No. No, I want separation between us.
Amen.
Amen. And that's exactly what happened in the garden. And that's what happens with our relationships here on earth. That's what happens with our relationship with God. When we do silly things, brings separation between us. Amen.
Amen.
And that is what Jesus gave his life for. To remove the separation which the disobedience of Adam and Eve brought about. So that I can keep some more rules now. No, so I can walk with God again. Amen.
Amen.
That's why the Bible says we can come to the throne of God with boldness. Even if I don't feel like it. Because many times I do silly things. Many times I don't feel close to God. But because Jesus died, I can come in boldly. Amen.
Amen.
Boldly. Not. I hope God doesn't see me. I'm trying to get in. Amen.
Amen.
So why did God have to punish Adam and Eve with death? Why not just forgive them? Why not just forget? Now before I give you the two reasons, let me give you an example. If I go here, let's say to the grocery store, and I take a nice big bag, I get someone to make me a big bag, and I start taking the stuff and I put it in this bag. And I fill this bag heavy with lots of things from the shop. And I take a tin of beans. And I throw it over there. And the shop owner looks there, what's making that noise? And I run out of the shop with all the stuff that I took.
Okay.
Then later, I feel a bit bad. Yes?
Yes.
So I go to the owner.
De makane mle tupumbatsa, tupule fibaruta.
And I say, you know what?
Itanawa.
I'm really sorry.
Tena mfuna ream.
I took your stuff.
Na lekun sabato.
I won't do it again.
So top tsumi.
Will he be happy?
Ufal ves.
Then next week, I come with an even bigger bag. And I take more stuff. And I throw that tin again there. The owner has that noise. I run out. And then again, I feel a bit bad. And I come to him. I'm sorry, I won't do it again. What's the owner
going
to do? Thank you for saying sorry. Where's my stuff? Amen.
Amen.
Okay. So we're asking, why did God have to punish Adam and Eve? With death. Number one, because God said this will happen because of disobedience. And can I say to you today, God who does not change, thousands of years later, he still takes our disobedience seriously. He doesn't like it when we do silly things. Number two, another reason for why Adam and Eve had to die. Because when they sin entered into the world. And would have continued and reproduced by itself into eternity.
Amen.
So he had to stop. That sin had to stop. Man had to die so that sin could not continue. Amen.
Amen.
Which is why God put a big angel with a fiery sword at the garden to do what? To keep them from coming in. Why? Because he didn't want them to come to the tree of life.
Such is thin of the matches real and not many as nine.
And to eat that fruit.
They
eat
an unlevu of Yamle as nine.
In their sinful state.
Our only to wait on Manutin.
And to continue to live on forever with that sin.
The Madak says to Fatsune Falasa, Manuta for the Madak.
Amen.
Amen.
And because God knew.
Satya de Mancha na alal.
Like Kim said, even before the first foundation stone of the earth was laid. How he was
going to
send another Adam. Our man in Christ. Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
To our man in heaven.
A new
Adam.
Where Adam far?
As the first Adam brought in sin. Brought in death. The second Adam was going to bring in life. And take out sin. Amen.
Amen.
And since the fall of man, man has been trying to get back into the paradise of God. Without trying to go around the angel. Trying to go around the wrath of God. Amen.
Amen.
So since the fall, man has been under the sentence of death. And each man dies. He loses the right or the ability to live because of their
sin.
So what do we have here? Man has offended
ni olona dia nanafitoy
against God.
Now ni olona nanafitoy nanota tamin'Andriamanitra.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Man has been found guilty.
Zany hoe hita ny olona fa meloka.
God has been offended by man.
Ary Andriamanitra dia tafitohana tamin'ny olona.
Because man has been disobedient to God.
Satria ny olona tsy nankato an'Andriamanitra.
And now a restitution had to be made. This relationship had to be restored.
Dia izao tokony zavatra verina amin'ny zany manoloana ilay fifandraisana.
There's this debt that had to be settled.
Satria misy an'ilay trosa izay tsy maintsy ho aloha.
You know, that, like that person that took the stuff from the grocery store.
Tanao taka ilay olona teo naka zavatra avy amin'ilay fivarotana.
That stuff had to be given back.
Amen.
Amen. And in the sum, someone had to pay our debts. You see, because in this way, the Bible represents our lives, our debt. Our lives is a debt we owe to God. Because of our sin. And that debt just increases with our many sins. So someone has to pay. Someone has to fix this problem. Which each of us has to pay with our own lives. And I don't know if you've realized, but we are powerless to try and save ourselves. Have you ever tried to save yourself? Can you stop yourself from dying? Is there anyone like that here? We can finish that quickly. No. We cannot stop ourselves from these things. We are powerless. And this is what makes us cry out for help. We need a savior. We need a deliverer. We need someone to pay our debts for us. Because our debts are so big that not even a lifetime eternally into hell would be able to pay for it. Amen.
Amen.
Only the blood of Jesus Christ.
Only
the cross of Christ. Only the life that He lived. Can fix that for
us.
So how was this problem resolved? Why do we have to suffer for Adam's sin? You know, this Adam makes me so angry. Why do I suffer because of him? Have you never had that question? Why me?
For manina sa.
I'm such a righteous person.
Ulla marna piotra na sa.
No, I'm not allowed to lie in church, hey, sorry.
Sa vaka mandanya da peguna na famfuna.
You see, Adam was our federal head or representative.
Ya dama no sultena tsik.
If your president,
Raotra fno pirenena na rewa,
he represents Madagascar. Amen. So if he goes and he makes certain decisions for
Madagascar,
are you bound by those decisions?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So if he decides today, let's make war on America. He picks up the phone. He says, Barack.
There was this Barack.
I'm declaring war.
Manambara fa yagam nareu.
Amen.
Amen.
Now Barack says,
there was this Barack.
Oh no.
Ah,
quickly find out where's Madagascar. But if he had to do that, you can say, well, I don't declare war to America. But you are bound by that commitment because he's your representative.
Jesus, Amen. Amen.
And that is what Adam and Eve did. By their actions, they declared war with God. They made God angry. Amen.
Amen.
And to come and say, no, I'm sorry, we won't do it again. Is that
going
to work? No, it's not enough. So sin came into the world by this Adam, one
Adam.
Which means that sin had to be removed by another man, another Adam.
And did you say Fontana Tamilana Ularayafa, Tamarayafa, one Suran us?
Our second Adam, Jesus Christ.
The Ulaya Tamafar, what Sitia Sunabe, Jesus Christ.
And as the first Adam represented mankind,
the Satilia Tamavolusul Tenantarana Kumbel.
Now, our second Adam, Jesus,
the Zolia Tamafar, what Sitia Jesus.
He also represented mankind. So if people say, oh, but you know, I'm so angry with Adam, I lost so much because of him. Think about how much you've gained by the second Adam.
Amen.
The first one brought death. The next one brought life. And not just life. Eternal life. That you will spend an eternity with him. And Jesus now came in. Representing a new mankind. Those who have been born from above. The twice borns. Amen.
Amen.
Now we are born once into the nature of our old Adam. And then you meet Christ. And you are born from heaven into this new life that God has given us. And suddenly you get a new nature. You become a partaker of the nature of God. Amen.
Amen.
Now, in order for this rescue plan of God to work, this Adam,
you are done.
The second Adam,
le Adam faru,
Jesus Christ,
Jesus Christi,
had to be a sinless man.
The mila ulla tsnana na tsnala la ut.
Amen.
Amen.
A perfect man.
Ulla tatera.
A man with a different nature than the current Adam.
Ulla manana tuetra staka ne le Adam te walu.
You see, friends, when you are born,
the Lord nama kune fa na tera chena.
We are all born with the nature of our old Adam.
You see, the nature the tera kam liara kam le tuetra le Adam a fuluan.
What do you mean?
Ina kuti nola sain.
Well, just look at your children.
Zere futsa zana kawe.
Who taught them to be naughty?
These are na piana chandra ne did.
No one.
Sis.
Did anyone teach it? So how did they know how to do naughty stuff? It's because of that old Adam nature. The fallen nature. Amen.
Amen.
You see, because we get this nature from our original father, the original Adam. Because we are all descendants from that Adam and Eve. Amen.
Amen.
That is why Mary had to be a virgin. Amen.
Amen.
And the Father, the God,
then right.
By the Holy Spirit, impregnated the virgin, and not Joseph. Why? Because We get our in our nature from our fathers.
Satini tu echa tsika dia tsika vi amin'ny raha tsika.
Amen.
Amen.
And here, as the Spirit of God
impregnated
the womb of Mary,
our
new Heavenly Father, with that, those who are now born of Christ, born of the Spirit like Christ, have the same nature as Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Do you know that you, as a child of God, have now the same nature as God? And we only see part of it now. But man, it is so much better than the old nature that we have.
Amen.
And suddenly, I was walking this way, wanting to do bad and evil things. In Christ, God turns me. And I'm starting to walk this way. But now I'm not walking alone. Because now I have the Holy Spirit. The one, it says, who comes alongside me. Who starts to help me along this way. Amen.
Amen.
Now the old nature is pulling me still behind. But the Holy Spirit is pulling me,
dragging
me.
Amen.
And closer and closer to the presence of
God.
We are born into a new bloodline. The bloodline of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
You see, friends, that's why the cross is so important. Because as Adam didn't live the life that God required, Jesus lived the life that God requires. Amen.
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 And now what is true of Jesus is true of us. Let me explain this to you. What is this? A bottle. What's inside? Water, eh? So if I take this bottle and I put it under the ground, what happens to the water? The water, I'm leaving the water in the bottle, okay? So I'm putting the bottle under the ground. Where's the water? In the bottle. Okay? When I take the bottle out again, where's the water? Still in the bottle. Then I take the bottle. And I put it here on the stage. Where's the water?
I said, run.
When you get saved, it says God puts you inside Christ.
This is all I said,
like I put the water inside this bottle. And whatever I do now with this bottle, I do with the water. Amen. So whatever Christ has done, now that you are in Christ,
it's
not true of you. As Christ was buried and died to sin, so we have died and buried with Christ. Amen.
Amen.
As Christ was raised, where's the water? We've been raised. It even says Christ is now seated with God next to him. The Bible says even now we are seated with him. So in God's eyes, these things are already true. So Christ came. He lived a life we couldn't live. He paid the debt we couldn't pay. He died the death we couldn't die. So that whatever is true of him is not true of us. Amen.
Amen.
You see, this life that Christ lived. This is what qualified Jesus to give his life for another. To pay another one's debt. To go in our place. Amen.
Amen.
You see, friends. Like that person who stole those things from the grocery store. The police came. They caught him. They took the stuff. He stood before the judge. The judge says, "You're guilty." What do you mean I'm guilty? No, he knew he was guilty. Amen.
Amen.
He had all the stuff there to prove he was guilty. And as the judge is about to sentence him, in comes someone walking. A white judge. I will go to prison. I will die. In that person's place. But you didn't do anything. No. I want to go in their place. Amen.
Amen.
How much more were we found guilty before God? And Jesus said, "Father, I will go in their place. I will be their substitute." Amen.
Amen.
So he gave his life for us. Okay. In conclusion, you see, if Jesus was only a man, he was only able to pay for the sin debt of one other man. Because one man can only exchange his life for another man. Not for many men. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. To give his life as a substitute. But you see, because Jesus was also divine, the Son of God, his life is worth an infinite number of lives.
That's
why it's so important for us to understand that he was fully God and fully man. Let me say again, if he was just one man, he could only give his life for another man. Amen.
Amen.
But because he was God as well, he could give his life for an infinite amount of people.
Amen.
Amen. You see, a human life is worth more than an animal's life. Amen.
Amen.
How much more is the life of Christ, the Son of God, worth more than any other people's lives? Which is why when Jesus was on the cross, about to die, about to give up his life, what did he say? Tetelestai.
Tetelestai.
Which means what? It is finished. I have paid the full price. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
There's nothing outstanding. Not tomorrow.
Not in
100 years.
Not
in 1,000,000 years. Not in eternity. It's
been
settled. Amen.
Amen.
Which means what for you and me? It means that you and I do not have to still continue to pay a debt to God.
To
say, okay, Jesus saved me, but I must still do all these other things so God can be, you know, can love me.
No,
my friends. Jesus paid our debts. Jesus paid our debts. Past, present, future. Why? So that we now can live close to God again. So that we can now walk with God again. Amen.
Amen.
And this is the great work that He did for us. He took our penalty. He took our sins. He became our substitute. I'll go in their place. Why? So that we can have fellowship with God. You see, friend, I need to ask you today. Are you living in fellowship with God?
How
do you know God? It says the demons know God. And they shudder. But are you in fellowship with God?
Are you in a
relationship with God? Because that is why Jesus came. That's why the Father sent Him on this rescue mission. So that you and I can come boldly into God's presence. To enjoy God. To have fellowship with God. And now you may be asked, but what if I sin after I've been put into Christ? What if I sin now that I'm restored to God? Will God cut me off? Someone once said, let me ask you this. Is it possible for Jesus ever to be taken out of the Trinity? Father, Son, Holy Spirit, is it possible to separate Jesus out of the Trinity? Is it
possible?
Never. Just as much. You are now in Christ, remember? Like the water in the bottle. As Christ cannot be taken out, neither can you be ever taken outside.
Amen.
Amen. Let me end with a story. Do you get birth certificates here when you get born?
Okay.
So I have a son, he's called Warren.
Manana Zanakala Warren Naninaran.
One day Warren made me angry.
Dayan Warren Natinanates Tanamaf.
I say that's it.
Tuja Matana Sai.
And I take his birth certificate.
The Alekum Kopia.
And I tear it up.
The roof.
I say, you're no longer my son.
Sisanakulatsuna.
Can he not ever not be my son again?
The Africa to Zanakulatsum too is.
Why?
For my name.
Okay. Let me ask this.
Son of the name.
Then I say, they come to me, they say, this is your son. I say, no, it's not my son.
Demisura to Gatiamna, it is Zanakulatu, Zanakulas, anyway.
Where's the birth certificate?
Hy sal kopie aan.
They say, no, no, just wait a moment.
Dus is dat, en dat, dat steeds, en dat.
Let's just take a sample of your blood.
Daarvan gaan we dan ook.
Ja?
Ja?
A sample of your blood, a sample of your son's blood.
And
then they look. This is your son. Because what makes him my son, even if that legal document is gone, is that we are joined by blood.
Amen.
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 How much more if you've been joined in Christ?
Are
you joined by the blood of Jesus Christ? Amen.
Amen.
Friends, that is the God we serve. That is the Jesus. What he did for you and me. That's why our only response can be to live your life of thanksgiving and praise to him. We are so undeserving of these things. The next time you see the cross, you think upon what he did for you. You think about how you are now permanently joined to him. And you start bursting forth of praise.
Amen. Amen.
Father, we want to thank you for your love towards us, Lord. Father, I thank you that your love for us is not based on performance, but it's based on the performance of your Son, Lord. Lord, I pray for everyone here, Lord, that they will enjoy you.
That
they will realize that you've brought them into fellowship with you. Lord. And every time we see the cross, we will realize the great debt that was paid. We'll realize the substitution that you made. So that we can enjoy you in this life and in the life to come. We praise you, God, for your heart and favor and love towards us. May you be glorified in it through us.
Amen.
Amen.